says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Hey, this is your Hillbilly. This is your Hillbilly living off the land here in North Dakota. And boy, special night tonight. This is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live here on November 1st, 2019. Guess who's live right now from Tupelo, Mississippi? The man himself, Donald J. Trump. He is just getting started in his rally, and we're going to listen in tonight's show. I'll try to shut up as much as possible, and you'll just hear me laughing and screeching along with you to the greatest, leader this country's ever had. Here he is, the man himself, Donald Trump. As soon as I get my volume up, here he is. This is in Tupelo, Mississippi, a town of about 30,000 people, and there are more than 10,000 people packed like sardines, roaring, more than 10,000 outside watching a screen and speakers.
How do I beat him? How do I beat him? How do I beat this guy? He's such a great Clinton. She was easy, right? Obama was easy. The Bush dynasty was easy. But Sleepy Joe, I'm worried about, right? So then I said to myself, gee, I guess there's only one way. Let's call up Ukraine for help. These people are sick. These people are sick. Now, these dishonest people will take the last little sliver and the first little sliver, and they'll put it because they're so damn dishonest, and they'll just say, let's use Ukraine for help. That's what they're going to say. And they won't show the laughter, and they won't show the sarcasm, and they won't show the fun, because they're the most dishonorable people almost on earth. It's a disgrace. But we say it anyway. And here's the good news. The people get it. So they have a brand new president in Ukraine. Good guy, by the way. And I call a brand new person, a man I have no idea who he is. And I'm on a phone, right? And I know many people are on the phone. Because when you call the leaders of country, many people listen. And I'm on the phone, and they want me to say to this brand new president, just got there, called to congratulate him. Please, could you help me, please? I don't know who he is. I didn't know his name until I looked down the card, I say. And he's a nice guy. And hopefully he's going to root out corruption because Ukraine has tremendous corruption problems. And hopefully, and one of the reasons I held up money, very important, corruption. But the other reason, why isn't Germany and France and UK and all of these European nations that are right there, why aren't they doing things that they're supposed to do? Why is it always the United States?
This is brilliant.
So I made this call, had this wonderful call, and the transcript proves it was, as I said, perfect. It was perfect. It wasn't like almost, it was perfect. It was totally appropriate. I made it at the behest of people to say, could you call and say hello? Now, I'm an honest person anyway, but do you think when I'm making a call to a newly elected president of a country that I would say something improper when I know there are so many people listening on the line? And many people. All of these people. You had the Secretary of State, Pompeo, great guy. He's listening. You had transcribers, fortunately. You had policy experts, junior age, low-level staffers, probably apprentice. Whoever the hell wants to listen, they listen. And they have me making some kind of a deal with all these people. And remember, the new president of Ukraine is speaking to the United States of America, the president. I guarantee he's got a lot of people listening to. These people are sick. So corrupt politician, Shifty Adam Schiff, actually stood before Congress and stood before the American people and made up a conversation that he said I had with the Ukrainian president. Unfortunately, now think of it. And many people saw that, and it was a terrible, he said terrible things. The president of Ukraine said it was a very good conversation, there was no pressure. His foreign minister said the same thing, no pressure. They must think we're nuts, to be honest. It's all a phony deal, this whole impeachment scam, to try to undermine the 2020 election and to delegitimize one of the greatest elections, maybe the greatest. I mean, let's give George Washington credit, but everybody expected he was going to win, that we've ever had. So my phone call, which was totally perfect and appropriate, and if you want to read the transcript, you see how perfect it was. But they don't quit. But what you should do is take a look at the behavior of Sleepy Joe.
Aha! So
I said, let me act like him. I got to speak really slow, though. And
this guy is a genius.
I said, you're not getting a billion. I looked at them and I said, I'm leaving. In 6 hours, if the prosecutor isn't fired, you're not getting the money. Do you understand? You're not getting the money. Then he goes at the end, I didn't know he had this kind of energy. He goes, well, son of a bitch, he got fired. You know, in a certain way, I was impressed.
Genius.
Because, I mean, I didn't think he had the energy, the brain power. It's turned out he doesn't.
Beautiful.
By the way, he's dropping like a rock. You know, when you're at 1%, there's always a reason. He should be there fairly soon. As you know, the Ukrainian prosecutor that Biden got fired after threatening to withhold, I think it was $1 billion or something in aid, was the prosecutor investigating his son's company that was paying Hunter Biden, a guy just got thrown out of the Navy. He was paying him millions of dollars, even though working for an energy company, he had no experience with energy. He knew less about it than this young, how old are you? Six. This young, beautiful person in front of me.
the greatest speaker ever. We're lucky to be alive.
Six. And this young six-year-old is smarter, so I think I'd basically go with her. So, what is it all about? It's called a payoff. But you know what? The fake news, they apologize. I watched this horrible guy who gets lousy ratings, Anderson Cooper.
He's nailing him.
Well, the hatred. I mean, between him and Fredo, you got Fredo. That's Cuomo. Fredo. I call him Fredo. Like from the movie.
Oh.
Now, I watched Anderson Cooper, and I watched him apologize for even asking the question to Biden. The good news is Biden didn't know too much about what the hell he was talking about. Remember, Biden said, I don't know these people. I don't know them. I don't know them. He never spoke to his son about getting millions of dollars. No. He never spoke to him. Didn't happen this week to him. Think of this. We're dealing with life, right? He never spoke to him. Unfortunately, the next day, you know, in the world of the internet, in the world of smart people, that's why, like, Beto wasn't smart. Couldn't handle it. I told my wife. I said, see, it's not so easy. I told our great first lady tonight, who people love, they love me.
He's a total genius.
When Beto quit, like, he quit like a dog. When he quit, I said, see, people think this is easy. This isn't easy. But, you know, it just worked out that way. But Biden said, I never met the people. Never met the gentleman. Unfortunately, in about 10 seconds, a picture came out where they're playing golf together. But he never met him. So now you'll ask him, he said, no, we played a round of golf. We were together for 3 hours. I never mentioned the fact that they're paying my son millions. Oh, no, no, no. But the press protects him. Watch this crazy Anderson Cooper, third rate, lousy ratings, third rate person. But listen, CNN, the worst. I mean, the worst. The worst. Oh, their light just went off. See? Look, the light was on. They just turned. They don't like it. You know, it's tough. You fake CNN.
Oh. Oh. Genius.
No, it's tough. I tried not to do that because I see their light on. You know, when their light goes on, that means you're live. No, that means you're live. And every time, it's tough. Look, in all fairness, they're putting it on. It's a broadcast. Very few people are watching. Well, they might be watching us. I guess they do watch it. But here's the thing. And then you have the guy up there saying that they're fake, that they're no good, that they're liars and cheaters, that they're phonies. It's hard to be broadcasting that when you're talking about the network that has you on, right? So we understand. Their light's off. And then, remember this. Anderson Cooper, what a beauty. He used to interview me. He was so nice. Prior to running for politics, he was so nice to me. It was like they were love fests. But I don't want anything to do with him. They were love fests. What a thought. He's weak. He's a weak person. But they're all weak. But let me just tell you something. We need honesty with our media. We need honesty. Because the New York Times, the Washington Post, and by the way, I don't know, you probably read it. We threw them out of the White House. We don't show them anymore. If somebody wants to go and buy them, we threw them out. And they came into my office, and then I got to get back to this guy. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? You know, we had a T-shirt made. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Poor Hunter. He then came out. He did the morning show. That was the last we've seen of Hunter. That wasn't good. The morning of his father's very bad debate. But it's where's Hunter? But so before I say the final thing on Hunter, and then we put him to rest for a while. We got rid of the Washington Post and the failing New York Times. We got rid of them, right? We don't have them in the White House. Now, you people can go out and buy them, but we don't. We used to have them stacked up. And I'd go in and I'd see a meeting with my people, and they're dealing with China or South Korea or somebody. And I go in and I'd go into these offices. I'd see like 10 or 15 of them packed all over the place. The Washington Post, New York Times. I keep trying to figure out who's worse. And, you know, one day it's the Times, one day it's the Post. It's like top each other. They're so bad. It's so phony. It's so, in my opinion, it's virtually corrupt. I've never seen it. You never have a good story. I mean, even with when we got Al Baghdadi, the Washington Post had a story that he was like a great religious cleric. Where did that come from? The other thing, if Obama would have done it, because look, this guy built ISIS, the caliphate. It was the size physically of Ohio, the state of Ohio, the great state of Ohio. That's a big lot of land, 7 million people. And they were the ones, the orange jumpsuits. I called a lot of the parents after we did this, and I talked to them, and they were, how can you be happy? But they were so thrilled that we got this animal. They were so thrilled. But you know what? And you know what? We don't do it. We do it because it's right. That story was a massive story. That was the biggest, maybe the biggest, one of the biggest ever. Bigger than anything. That story disappeared so fast. Done. And that's okay. I didn't do it for the story. I did it because it's the right thing to do. But if that were, if I were a Democrat, they'd be talking about that story for weeks. With me, they don't even want to, you know, they actually played it down. And actually, and I'm happy about this, Conan, the dog, got more publicity than me, and I'm very happy about that. Conan is incredible. And Conan's coming to the White House in a few weeks. But it is true. Did you ever see a story disappear so fast? I mean, here, if Obama had that story, that thing would be going on for another 7 months. They'd be talking about his bravery. Oh, so bravery. But again, 142 judges he gave us. Remember that. How can you be a great... You know, they always say the most important thing a president can do is federal judges. We got two Supreme Courts. Great one. Great judge. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Great judges. By the way, did you ever see any human being treated worse than now Justice Kavanaugh? Did anybody ever? Was any human being by these people, these horrible, horrible people that we have to deal with? Anyway, just to finish. So Hunter then goes to China. Now I'm dealing with China right now. They don't like me too much. They dream about the day when somebody else, and would they like to have, how about this? You give this son, who has zero experience with investing, to, you give him $1.5 billion to invest, meaning he makes millions and millions of dollars. And the biggest guys on Wall Street can't get it. He walks out with $1.5 billion. And then there are other places also, I understand. Folks, it's disgraceful that the press doesn't cover it for what it is. It's a payoff. It's a payoff. And how would you like to have Sleepy Joe, with the son getting all of this money from China, become president and take over the China deal? They are not liking me. They had the worst year that they've had in 57 years. Their supply chain is broken up like scrambled eggs. And they want to make a deal because those tariffs are giving us millions of dollars and billions now, billions and billions of dollars. We're taking billions and billions of dollars. And you know what we're doing with some of it? Just a small portion, but 100% they're taken care of. Our farmers got $16 billion last year and $12 billion the year before. Because they targeted our farmers, because they know the farmers love Trump and Trump loves the farmers. So they targeted them, and they brought the $16 billion down to practically nothing. And they thought our farmers would say, oh, we don't like Trump. They did just the opposite. They said, we know he's doing the right thing because we've been ripped off for so many years. But I said to him, I said to Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, a great guy, I said, Sonny, how much did they spend buying our corn and soybeans and all of our agricultural product? He said, sir, $16 billion. I said, good, I'll make it up. And we're going to have a lot left over. So we will have, pretty soon, over $100 billion in money paid into the United States Treasury by a country that never gave us 10 cents. They only took. So when I said to the farmers, we're going to send you $16 billion, and it's already been sent, and it's been split into $12 billion the year before. I mean, think of that, $28 billion. I said, compliments of China. And we had a lot left over. Not bad, right? Not bad. You think Obama would do that? I don't think so. You think Hillary would do that? I don't think so. You think Sleepy Joe would do that? I don't think so. He wouldn't know what you're talking about. On Tuesday, the proud people of Mississippi will send Democrats a clear message. It's very important for this reason, as well as the fact that you have a great gentleman in your midst. But you have to reject their extremism and their socialism and their corruption. They're corrupt. Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician. You know, when he made that phony speech where he made up a really horrible speech and said that I said it, I said, oh, I'm going to sue him. They said, sir, I'm sorry, you can't. He's got total immunity because he made it in Congress. Can you believe this? But, you know, here's the good news. At least we have forum. We have a place we can talk so everyone knows what's going on. Bunch of phony people. But this is why we have to send a signal and why you have to make Tate Reeves your great new Republican, right? Republican governor, right? Tate, he's a great guy, too. And all I know is he's loved and respected by your current governor because Phil is some piece of work. You know, Phil is so confident. I wanted Phil to run for a certain office. Then I wanted him to do something. I've tried to get him. But, you know, some guys are confident. Phil said, no, sir, I've been doing this all my life. I love the people. He built the most beautiful African-American museum. Phil, he's the greatest, but he built the most beautiful. But he's got confidence. And he said, no, sir, I've been doing it. I don't really want to do that. In other words, he said, that's enough. Most people are so insecure. They keep going and going and going. It's not good. I like Phil's attitude better. But Phil is great. But I'm going to introduce Phil in a second. But Tate Reeves, who Phil endorses and views as a champion for your state and really a champion for Mississippi values. And Tate helped cut your taxes over 50 times, including the largest tax cut in Mississippi history. Tate is pro-worker, he's pro-jobs, he's pro-family. He's pro-life. Tate is a true leader in the fight to protect the unborn. The other side is not. Tate Reeves will support our police, oppose sanctuaries. Oh, we love our police, right? I love our police. We love our police. He'll oppose sanctuary cities, which is just terrible. They're terrible. And Tate will always defend your Second Amendment. So Tate's running against a liberal Democrat named Hood. Now, all I know about Jim Hood is he fought very hard to elect crooked Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. Isn't that nice? He wanted Obama to win so badly, and then he wanted Hillary to win, and that's not the kind of guy we need here, not in Mississippi. He's supported by extreme leftists like Stacey Abrams, who, by the way, went down to defeat in front of a terrific gentleman from the great state of Georgia, Brian Kemp. And they came in with, they brought them all. They had President Obama. They had Michelle Obama. They had Oprah Winfrey. They came in, and all he had was Donald Trump. And we won. We won. Fairly easily. But Stacey Abrams wants to give illegal aliens the right to vote. Do you believe this? I mean, some of these people, they want to give them education, they want to give them this, they want to give them free health care. They want to give these people that come into our country illegally more advantages than our own citizens have, more advantages than our own military has. Jim Hood wants to raise your taxes. He supports taxpayer funding for abortion providers. He supports illegal immigration or all benefits. And he opposed our travel ban, which is so important that we won in the United States Supreme Court to keep terrorists the hell out of our country. And Jim Hood went to the United Nations and opposed your right to self-defense. If you don't want a far-left Democrat running Mississippi, wait a minute, how's this guy? You know, I can't believe this is a competitive race. It's like embarrassing. I'm talking to Mississippi, you know? I'm talking to Mississippi. I can't believe it. I don't think that he's going to be the right guy. I think the guy that you want is Tate Reeves. He's going to be fantastic. He will be a great, great governor. Tate, come on up. Tate.
Mr. President, Mississippi welcomes you because Mississippi is Donald J. Trump country. We gave you almost 60% of the vote in 2016, and next year we're going to do even better. And the reason is because President Trump is a strong leader. He is the right leader to defeat the radical liberals who have taken over the Democrat Party. Now, these radical liberals have been trying to remove our president from office since the very day he was sworn in. They have disrespected him, and that means they have disrespected us. Jim Hood does not stand with our president. He stands with the radical liberals. When the radical liberals tried to stop the president on border security, Jim Hood stood with the liberals. When the choice was Donald J. Trump or crooked Hillary, Jim Hood stood with Hillary Clinton. And today, with the election just days away, I'm standing with President Trump and Jim.
We'll get some more popcorn. Come back to the couch. We'll be right back.
And Jim Hood is standing with the liberals. Now, Mississippi, it is time to choose.
Well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks.
Can be a fool.
We are back, and we're privileged to be hearing Donald Trump himself in his Tupelo, Mississippi rally live right now. He just had a candidate for governor and the governor, Phil Bryant of Mississippi, speaking. You missed them during the break. And here we go. Boy, I should know who this lady is. I've seen her on TV a lot. She's a real patriot. He's got her speaking.
We can let them know we don't want open illegal borders for drug smugglers to come through them. We can let them know that to kill an unborn baby is not a human right. It is a human life. This is a great crowd tonight. Next Tuesday, let's go out and vote. Let's support our Governor Tate Reeves. Let's support these Mississippi Republican candidates. Go out and vote, and let's show the president how much we appreciate him right now.
She's on fire. Here he comes. Here comes the president. One of his greatest rallies.
Great job. Whoa. Fantastic woman. So also with us, two terrific friends of mine that, like Roger and like Cindy Hyde-Smith and like all of them, And Tate, he's going to be right there. He'll be right up there with us all together. Two incredible people, Trent, Kelly, Michael, Guest. Incredible people. And your next Lieutenant Governor, Delbert Hoseman. Your next Attorney General, Lynn Fitch. Your next Secretary of State, Michael Watson. Great people. Your next State Treasurer, David McRae. State Auditor, Shad White. Agriculture Commissioner, Andy Gibson. Insurance Commissioner Mike Cheney and former governor, a man that nobody's ever heard of in this room, I'm sure. But the truth is, he's a legend in politics and a great guy. He's a great guy, Haley Barbour.
Haley Barbour. They're all there.
Thank you, Haley.
Every patriot in Mississippi.
So with the help of everyone here, we're the hottest economy in the world. We've created over 6.7 million new jobs since the election. If I would have said during the campaign that I would create 6.7 million new jobs since the election, these people would have gone crazy. They would have said horrible things. They would have said it's impossible. Unemployment has reached the lowest rate in over 51 years. Soon to be historic. African American unemployment just dropped to the lowest rate ever recorded, historic. Really unimportant to me, the African American youth unemployment rate is the lowest ever recorded in the history of our country. We lifted 55,000 Mississippi residents out of poverty. 55,000. Hourly earnings are up 9% in Mississippi since the election.
That's a lot.
Under the previous two administrations, we lost 60,000 factories in our country. Under my administration, we've already added nearly 10,000 new factories, and many more are coming in as we speak. To get relief to working families, we passed massive tax cuts, on average $2,000 to $2,500 per family, bringing almost
a little bit of a glitch there. See what's happening. Come on back, Mr. President. Whoops, okay, let's try a different one here. Here's a different station.
War on American energy. We are now the number one producer of energy by far anywhere in the world. For decades, you saw corrupt politicians take money from lobbyists to impose catastrophic trade deals. Mississippi lost 40% of all manufacturing jobs after the twin disasters of NAFTA and China's entrance into the World Trade Organization, two of the worst deals ever made by our country. 100,000 Mississippi jobs were wiped away just like that. And that's awful and a big price to pay for Washington's disloyalty to the American worker. That's what it was. It was disloyalty, stupidity, corruption, lots of reasons.
$3 million.
Now you finally have a president who is loyal to you, and I am.
3 million population in Mississippi.
I'm a fighter for your jobs, for your wages, your factories, your families, and your dignity. We're stopping China from ripping us off We're stopping all of these other countries from taking advantage of the United States, where we lose our money, we lose our wealth, we lose our jobs, we close our factories. That's not happening anymore. It's reversed. We were the sucker country for years and years, but we are not the sucker country anymore, and they all know it.
We were the sucker country.
We're replacing NAFTA. And that was a disaster, NAFTA, with the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. If Nancy Pelosi will ever put it up to a vote, which is questionable. Nervous Nancy, she doesn't want to give the people of our country a victory. She's very busy doing other things, having fun. The USMCA will be a massive victory for Mississippi's farmers and also includes powerful protections for Mississippi auto workers, manufacturers, and everybody else. It's a great agreement. About time we got rid of NAFTA. The do-nothing Democrats need to stop their madness and pass the
NAFTA.
USMCA right now. The do-nothing Democrats need to stop their madness and pass.
Okay, hang on. I just have to mute that one. Here we go. Let's go back to this one.
Withdrew from that job killing calamity. Under our policies, Toyota has just announced a $170 million investment in Mississippi and 400 new jobs at its facility. Did you ever hear of this place? Blue Springs. Blue Springs. Before my election, our leaders used the great American middle class as a piggy bank to fund their delusional global project. All over the world, we take care of other people. We take care of other countries, but we don't take care of our own. They knowingly decimated American manufacturing to promote economic growth in foreign countries. They deployed our military to protect, think of this, immensely wealthy nations, subsidizing their welfare states with your money. I asked those wealthy nations now, I respectfully the other day said to the king of Saudi Arabia, King, we're going to help you, but you got to pay. He was great. He was great. He said, but nobody has ever asked before. I said, but I'm asking. And billions of dollars will come in. And we're protecting a great ally. We have a country that spends billions and billions of dollars in our country buying military and other things. But we said, you're very wealthy. You have to pay, and they're going to pay. And that's true with many countries, by the way. That's true with many countries. They never respected us. They could never believe it. I said to one country, I have great respect for the Prime Minister of Japan. I said to Prime Minister, I said, how did you get away with this for so long? And he looked at me and he couldn't really answer it. Because how the hell did this happen? We're protecting like 94 countries. Ask China. How many countries are you protecting, President Xi? And they look at me like, what a stupid question. We protect one, China. You ask President Putin, how many countries are you protecting, President Putin? And he looks and he goes, Russia. You ask other countries, we're protecting at least 94. In fact, so many they can't even tell me. I've been trying to get an answer for 4 months. So many they can't even tell. It's crazy. But it's all beautiful the way it's happening. A lot of good things are happening. But these same politicians poured precious American blood and treasure into the sands of the Middle East while allowing our cities to fall into disrepair and decay. Our failed ruling class believed it was their right to rule over you, to take your money, to take your jobs, to redistribute your wealth all over the globe, wherever they wanted it. But I don't like that.
Oh.
The great sellout has ended.
The great,
and it ended the day I took the oath of office. That was quite a thing.
The great sellout has ended. Oh, my gosh.
After years of building up foreign nations, we are finally building up our nation. We are finally putting America first. Our policy of never-ending war, regime change, and nation building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go. There you go.
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policeman of the world. Proving the wisdom of this approach, we recently secured a permanent ceasefire in northern Syria without spilling one drop of American blood. Not one drop. Actually, I have to be honest. One soldier stepped on a nail. Strong. I said, don't tell the press that because they'll say. But one soldier stepped on a nail. I said, how bad was it? It's okay. I said, don't mention it, please. They always like to mention exactly what happened. You could take it a little bit low-key. Stepped in a nail. Not a drop of blood.
Yeah.
And we don't have to defend the borders between Turkey and Syria. They've been fighting for 1,000 years. But what we do is we did keep the oil, if you don't mind. We kept the oil. We kept the oil. And we'll distribute that oil. We'll help out the Kurds and we'll help out other people. We'll also help out ourselves if that's okay. Past leaders' foolish military adventures turned faraway nations into very, very dangerous war zones. Then they demanded that American citizens accept unlimited migration from those terror-afflicted nations and regions. I don't think so. I don't think so. We did not fight them over there only to invite them over here. We don't want to do it.
Oh, genius!
To protect our communities, my administration restricted migration from terror-prone nations and implemented the toughest ever vetting procedures, toughest ever that we've ever had. No issue has ever been so horribly discarded by a party as that issue by the Democrats. They want open borders, which mean crime. They want sanctuary cities, which means crime and drugs and death. After bleeding the middle class dry, Democrats threw open our borders to the world, flooding our communities with poisonous drugs and criminal cartels. Republicans believe in strong borders and safe communities. We are now building a wall. We're building it. We're building it. And you think that was easy? The Democrats, they didn't want that wall. I got money for everything, but when it came to the wall, not 10 cents. Not 10 cents. But we gave the military a lot of money, and we took it from the military, and we took it from here, we took it from there, or we had to go to court. And all of a sudden, we start winning cases. We're winning cases now. Winning a lot of cases. But the wall is going up rapidly. It's going up rapidly, and this is a very serious wall. This is the exact everything they wanted. I went to the Border Patrol, incredible people, and ICE, incredible people, tough people. They love our country. And I said, give me the specifications for the wall. They said, well, sir, we'd like steel, but we'd also like concrete, and we'd also like rebar. I said, well, what do you want? Which one? So I did all three. Because it's a different form of cutting. You can cut through steel, but you can't through the concrete, and then you can't through the hardened rebar. We got it all. And we also need see-through, sir. Got to see who's on the other side. That makes sense, right? not just concrete. It's more expensive what we're doing, but we're giving and we're building. We should have anywhere from 400 to almost 500 miles of wall built by the end of next year. It's going up fast. In all the right areas. In all the right areas. That was a tough one. And the Army Corps of Engineers is building their hearts out. They're great. They're great people. We believe in keeping terrorists and criminals and drug dealers the hell out of our country. And thanks to our tireless efforts on the southern border, tough place.
One more break here, folks, and then we'll be back.
60% since May.
Stay tuned.
And we are faster than ever securing the southern border. And soon it will be when the wall is complete.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a chill, taste great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll jump right back in. Jump it right back into a few more minutes of the president. Oh, some classic lines during the break. I'll recount them for you tomorrow night. Oh, wonderful stuff. Here he is. Let me shut up.
Would obliterate Medicare. I will always protect Medicare for our seniors. And we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Always. will always take care. Virtually every Democrat also now supports late-term abortion, ripping babies straight from the mother's womb right up until the moment of birth. Well, the governor of Virginia executed a baby. Remember that whole thing? After birth. Some people never heard of it. He said the baby is born, and then he starts talking to the mother. Nobody ever heard that. That is why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God. Democrats are now the party of high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, socialism, and blatant corruption. The Republican Party is the party of the American worker, the American family, the American dream. Nobody has done more for the African-American community than the Republican Party. And we're also the party of Abraham Lincoln. We can't forget that. People forget. Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe. To lift up distressed communities, we created opportunity zones. So incredible, so successful, including 100 new opportunity zones right now in Mississippi, where money is now flowing in to build and to fix. And Tim Scott, I give him so much credit, from the great state of South Carolina. We passed VA Choice and VA Accountability on behalf of our great veterans. People said it couldn't be done. VA Choice. Our veterans were waiting online for days and weeks sometimes. Now they can go out, choice. They can go out, get a doctor, we pay the bill. And they don't have to wait 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks.
We'll have to fade the president down right here because we're going to run out of time. But boy, I'll tell you what, you heard some of the real gems here tonight, thanks to RBN. There was during the break there, you missed a great thing where he talked about MS-13. He said, bees are not human beings. Oh, it was great. I'll get that clip and play it for you in tomorrow night's show. Well, actually, on the Sunday show. We'll meet up again on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This was fun. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.